New Year, it's a Happy New Year. And I hope and wish this year you really make some change, the changes that you hoped and wished in your life. Interesting thing that I find in the Bible is that somehow Jesus says in here, especially even today in the beginning, I was saying, come to me. Then I will give you rest. So somehow in these things, in these cases, when there is absolute blessing is mentioned, it is always described as there's condition A and there's result B. It's conditional. You come to me, then Jesus is saying, I will give you rest. You know, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Then you will find rest for your souls. In this sentence, the word that is used as will, you could also think it as a shall. You shall find it. So there is something that we need to do in order to get that. In the other places, Jesus described most of things in the present tense. So that's the first thing that I wanted to think about. Somehow, there is something that we must do in order to receive or activate or initiate this obviously always present God's gift and blessing. We all know that God's gift is free. God loves us all freely and unchangingly. But somehow we don't feel it that way all the time. And the secret is written in there, like today's welcoming, opening message, saying, you have to come to me. Why not that Jesus come to you, come to us? Well, it happened, right? It happened. It already happened. So it is our time to come to God. And there is a little bit of sadness in today's old scripture reading. And if you read it carefully, first section you heard a lot about, like there's a time to do this, a time to do that. But then if you go to later, there is description about we are just like animals. We all live, we all die, all is in vanity. This is supposed to be written by the wise King Solomon. With all his wisdom, yet he did not really receive probably the vision of heaven, a good life in the heavenly kingdom. You may not believe this, but if you believe it, it's important. If you have immortality in you, you are destined to live in heavenly kingdom forever, or you are just like other animals. You're born here, you die, you're from the dust, you go back to dust. If you believe, you have immortality in you. You have eternal life in heaven that changes everything about you. Everything about how you perceive yourself and what you do versus you're born from dust, you go back to dust. So the best thing you can do is to have fun. Which actually is not a bad thing if you're having fun in a good way. So have these two things in your mind. Somehow, you have come to God to get what God has prepared for you. And the coming to God may not be just walking toward God, but changing something in your mentality. Are you prepared for that? That is my first question and my first thought. There is something called mentality. It can be defined in many ways, but one of the ways to define it is that this is the condition of your mind, state of being for your mind, or the way you perceive everything, or the way you believe things to be true or not to be true. Mentality is, in a way, where you are. So, I had a fun incident with my daughter. You just saw her. She was pointing the tree. Very impressive to her mind. When something impresses her, she cannot but insist on that one. So we went to Monterey for the New Year's, and I took her to that beautiful aquarium with saltfish. And I bought her a small little necklace with this. She's wearing it, kind of a green turtle on it. So yesterday, I was pointing out the necklace. So, Joanne, remember I bought you the necklace? You know what she said? No, it's mine. You know, that's her mentality. It's not about, you know, daddy buying it. That's all gone. Now, necklace is hers, and it sounded like I'm claiming it. Because I used the word I. I bought it for you. Sounded like I'm claiming the ownership of it. She said, no, it's mine. I said, no, John, it's yours, but daddy bought you. She said, no, it's mine. We call that childish mentality, and she's becoming three next 2 months, so I can take it as she's being cute. But how about if when you are 25, 35, 45, 35? No, it's mine. How about before God? What are we doing? Right? Speaking about mentality, it's just an amazing thing. Problem is, we don't see it. We don't see what we're doing. One of the things is that our eyes are here, but it always goes out. So do you know that until the actual mirror were invented, ancient people didn't really know how they look like? Unless they have to go to this very clean, beautiful pond or they can see through. You know. We don't really see ourselves. Our body is not designed to see ourselves. Also our mind. Unless you take yourself to some place actually to see it. That's something is called self-examination or self-reflection. So, today I'd love to talk about how to make an actual change. And I am not intending to quote a lot of references from all the self-improvement books. Something that I have worked on it and I'm still working on it. So far, it's been working fine. So, would you like to make a change? If your answer is no to this question, you don't need to even think about it. The first, there are two conditions that we have to have. One, I have to agree that I want to make a change. And by saying that, I need to understand two things. One, change means to be different. That means I'm not going to be the same. Sometimes I want to make a change by staying exactly where and how I am. That means I want to change you, not me. Again, that's the word saying, like probably my daughter saying, the whole world is against me. I'm sad. You know, that's what she was saying yesterday. She was wrong, actually, but she was sad. So, if we're talking about change, changing me is the point. I want to be different. That's the first thing I need to think about. Two, Same thing, but a little different. I have to accept it. I have to accept the fact that I want to be different. Now, if you have those two things are agreed in your mind and acknowledged, and saying, yes, I still want to make a change, then the second condition is that the change I want to make has to be positive and beneficial to me. You know why that's important? It has to be nurturing and positive to you. Why? That's the divine providence. That's how the divine providence works. That's how God works. That's the big stream that is nurturing the whole universe. Every life force is nurtured by it. So, which way is wiser? Going with it or going against it, getting out of it? Of course, going with it is wise. So, it has to be positive and it has to be beneficial to you. Nurturing to you. If it's not going to work. So, when we have those two preconditions met, then we can talk about making an actual change. So, first thing is, as I was saying, you're not trying to change the world. Okay? We can have many things that we want to change. If it's a relationship, it could be career. It could be something that is in you, I don't know. I had like many lists in mind myself, and some I'm successful, some I'm still working on it. Some I have failed a few times, but still working on it. So, but the object of change has to be you, me. The truth is, I cannot change anything but me. But a lot of times, we feel it's easier to push other people to be changed so that I can still dwell in my comfortable reality or illusion. So, to make an actual change, first step is I have to be firmly sure to tell me that, okay, well, I did it myself many times. Junchul, I need to change you. I don't mean me, but I talk to myself as if I'm talking to somebody else. That may sound easy, but to do that, you have to know where you are. You need to know your mentality. You need to see where you are, or when you are. To year 2013 just begun, right? Are you in 2013? Are you in 2012? Are you in 2015? My question is, are you mentally here right now? Or are you still processing some things that happened 2012 or 2011 or even 1999? Or are your mind busy thinking about something will happen 2014, 15, or after? Only thing we can change is now. Because now I can do something. But by action, change happens. That's the step two. Where you can move your body and mind in together, that's the moment and place we can make a change. In Chinese characters, past is written as something that's already gone. Right? Past is something that's gone. Future is something that hasn't arrived yet. But in my understanding, past is something that is unchangeable. Why? It happened. And we can't go back. So, past is something that is unchangeable. So, if my mentality is dwelling in a place that is trying to change something that is unchangeable, I may be dwelling in the past. But the future is something that hasn't come yet, hasn't become real yet. So this is a wish list. So future is something that we wish to be true, but not true. So people who are dwelling in an illusion or fantasy or self-created illusion, something that they wish to be true, but which is not really true. People are dwelling in the future. Present is as is what is. And that's the reason that I chose today's Old Testament reading. It has a little bit of, it's a little sarcastic and a little bit kind of critical, but also a little sad, somewhat pessimistic. But at the same time, it brings reality to us. And what I like about it is there is time. The third principle about making actual change is knowing the moment. Is it the right moment? In the Bible, the word time in English can be written in two different Greek words. One is called chronos, meaning that's the time that we use with our watch. There is kairos, so that's called God's time, or proper time. Like if you have been a farmer or have been visiting farming or check out farming, you will know that they don't really plant seed simply because this is March 15th and then they throw it. No, farmers has to measure the temperature and the soil and all, you know, water and all conditions. But they may sow their seed around March 15th. I'm just using it as a figurative number. I saw my grandfather doing that. So there is right time to do. How do you know? How do you know if this is the right time to do or not? That's where it comes in the self-cultivation, mind cultivation. If your mind is calm, your mind is somewhat cool and relaxed, you can see things much clearer. But if your mind is busy, and all the emotions going all over you, have million issues to think about, even if time is, moment is passing right before you, you may not be able to see it. We probably have that if we look back in the past, like, gosh, if I did that in that moment, that might have been great. Like in Asia, we talk about the heaven gives three big opportunities for every single human being to make life good and prosperous. It's, heaven is very fair. It gives three opportunities, three moments. If you see it and catch it, that is the right choice. But only three. How would you know that? If you are here because you believe God, if you're here because you want to follow God, well then, believe in God. It's an old way of saying, but prayer. Make prayer your habit. You know what habit is? Even when it becomes a habit, you will do without even being conscious of it. So, make prayer your habit. See that God is behind all this. And believe that God always loves you And God always inspires you to make the right choice. Key word is believe. Because what you believe becomes your truth. And that becomes the foundation of your reality. And that's the world you live. I've been talking a lot about, even if we have what some people, 30, 40 people here, we don't live in the same reality. Even my wife and myself, we may have shared reality, but we live in different reality. Essentially, there's something that I believe to be true that's not 100% identical even with my wife, which is by God's design. Important thing is to know that. So, three things to do, really, to make an actual change. Okay? Resummarizing it. You need to know where you are and when you are. Two, you have to make work right here. Not in the future, not in the past. Simple way of saying, you need to start it right now. Three, that's the moment. When you feel that you need to make a change, that is the right moment. I always keep asking, how do you know? How do you know? When that little voice talks to you from within, saying, hey, Josh, you gotta do it. That's the moment. But again, you have to go back to the precondition. The change has to be positive and beneficial to you. Because in our mind, there are more than one small little voice. There are many voices that whispers to you. So, how do you know that which one is God's voice to you? This one is positive, beneficial, and nurturing to your soul and body. And that's voice from God. And when you hear that voice, that's the moment. Catch it and move your body. And many blessings will come upon you. So my blessings to you all in this amazing year, 2013. And I wish and hope and pray for you all that you make a good change in this year. Amen.
Amen.